On 89.7, you're in good company with Lisa Malou taking you through until 12 midday. That was M People, Open Your Heart. And now we've got on the line, we've got Duncan Harris from Harris Wines, who's going to be telling us all about winemaking in the Swan Valley. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, Lou and Lisa. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Great that you are joining us this morning. Tell us about your winemaking in the Swan Valley.
Well, it's vintage time in the Swan Valley, which means we're picking grapes and making wine at the only certified organic winery and vineyard in Perth metro area. We're a bit of a rare breed in Western Australia.
So what's the process?
Organic winemakers.
What's the process of getting certified as organic?
Well, it took us about 18 months. We've been certified since 2006. Mm-hmm. So over 15 years now, we get inspected annually and occasionally twice a year just to make sure we're doing the right things and making sure that you, the customer, is assured that a certified organic product is kosher, is the right thing.
Great. Duncan, I met you at the weekend and I came out and did some grape picking with you. It was a wonderful experience to be out in the valley and amongst the wines there. Over the course of 12 months, what are the kind of roles that you might do as a winemaker? Because you're real hands-on with everything that you do. You have total control over everything, which is a point of difference probably between what you do and what some of the bigger vineyards do. So over the course of a year, what are the sort of seasons that you watch out for? It's obviously harvest time now, but over the course of 12 months,
yes, well, certainly now, sort of end of summer, beginning of autumn is harvest time. And then after that into late autumn is the more of the winemaking. And then during winter, we do the pruning. We have an event in August called Pruning for Pizza, where people from Perth can come and help us do some pruning.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the springtime, we've got spring growth and we've got all the manicuring to do and all the weed control and get the vineyard looking good and obviously get it through flowering and fruit set ready for harvest again.
Yeah, and you grow several forms of grapes, don't you? But you've also got a distillery and do some spirits, which is quite, I think it's quite unusual. So tell us the range of things that you're able to do.
I'm able to do anything. The Swan Valley is such a wonderful climate. Mm. We can make sparkling wines, we make ports and liqueurs, dry reds, dry whites, sherries, ports, all sorts of things that you could ever just name. But we steer away from things like Sauvignon Blanc. We let the New Zealanders do that.
Okay. How did you get into this?
Of course.
How did you get into it, Duncan? Like running your own vineyard, hands-on like that?
I started in 1998 and got the wine bug. I like drinking wine and I like doing things. So as a one-man band, I started from scratch, planted all the vines myself and built everything up from nothing. And let's say the place runs on the smell of an oily rag.
So, Duncan, tell us about your...
Come and help.
Tell us about your grape-picking experience that you've got on.
It's every Saturday in February, which includes this weekend, we've got a grape picker's lunch on, which we invite guests to come start at 5:30 a.m. just before the sun rises to see the beautiful vineyard and help us pick grapes. Mm-hmm. We usually finish by about 10:30 in the morning before it gets too hot, and then you get to see winemaking done. From the grapes going through the crusher and into the press.
So
and
I joined.
After that, we sit down to a magnificent lunch.
I joined you this Saturday, and it was a lovely experience being out in the valley at dawn and picking grapes with people. I met a lot of new people. It was great to have a chat, and it'd be a nice thing to go with a few friends, I think. And the lunch is a beautiful thing that you put on there, that big long table. And that it was a nice experience. So you've been really hit, haven't you, by COVID, with not having the normal backpackers come through.
Yes, normally we'd have backpackers here to help us over the vintage period, but this year and last year there's no one around, so that's why we're inviting the people of Perth to come out and help us.
So, Duncan, are your wines available through bottle shops or mail order, or as well as from the cellar door?
Most of our sales these days are mail order, but we do have a cellar door which is open 5 days a week from Thursday to Monday, 11 till 4:30.
Yep.
So you can come and visit us in the Swan Valley because you're not that far away.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in Baskerville, which is like the northern end of Swan Valley.
The northern end of the Swan Valley, not far from Belvoir Amphitheatre.
Yeah.
Lots of people who know that.
All right. Do you mind giving us your website so people can have a look and see? And if they want to book in for the Great Pickers Lunch, they can do that from your website, if you could give us the address.
No worries. You'll be in good company when you go to our website, which is harrisorganicwine.com.au, or if you type into Google Organic Wine Perth, you'll find us at the top of page one on Google. And just scroll down the page, you'll find our next event. Click there.
Fabulous.
And that'll take you to the events page.
Thank you so much, Duncan Harris, for being our guest on the show today.
Lou. Good luck with the harvest.
You with Lisa and Lou. It's 9:36 here in good company on 89.7.